أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our series this month of Ramadan of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. We've now reached to day number 11 of this blessed month, and as we can tell, the days and nights are passing us by very quickly. And so hopefully we make the best advantage, make the most of the time that we have available in this blessed month to gain proximity to God and to better know the Quran and the teachings which are presented therein. Today we want to look at a very sensitive topic which affects everybody, young and old, male and female within our society. And we want to look at the topic of preserving our own dignity, preserving our own self-respect. Now before we delve into the topic very briefly, let us first have a look and a listen to the verse of the Quran from chapter named after Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him. And then we can try to better understand the situation and where it fits with us in our day today, in today's day and age. God says the following in the Quran.
وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين.
And she made up her mind with regard to him, meaning Yusuf, and he made up his mind with regard to her, and would have fallen into her snares as the temptations were so strong if he had not seen the manifest evidence of his Lord. It happened thus, so that we might turn away from him every evil and indecency. Surely he was one of our purified servants. Now this verse from the Quran from chapter number 12, verse number 24, focuses on the event of Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, and the woman known as Zulaykha, who was the wife of the Aziz, or the king, or the one of the leaders of Egypt at that time. Now obviously the story is very long, and this is neither the time nor the forum to be able to go into the depth and detail of the story of Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him. But just to understand the fact that why this verse is so important for you and I today, is that it relates to an event which is narrated in the Quran, also which we see in this verse and in other passages in this particular story, of the fact how Yusuf, as a young man who was apparently a very handsome young man, very attractive, and Zulaykha, who was a married woman and herself also a woman of beauty according to what we have been told in the religious tradition, how she basically made sexual advances and innuendos towards Yusuf, that she wanted to have an affair with Prophet Yusuf. And obviously, as the Quran tells us, that Zulaykha had her sexual inclinations and desires for him, and Prophet Joseph, being a man of God, knowing the limits that God has set down, he obviously was not going to submit to maybe what the evil whispers of the Satan would have been trying to entice him to do. And nor was he willing and ready to submit to Zulaykha. And as the verse tells us, that had it not been for him being witness to the magnificent signs of God, that the outcome would have been radically different than it actually was. Now, how does this relate to us today? Because obviously our series of Living the Quran through the Living Quran is there to help and guide us to realize that the Quran is not merely a book of 14 centuries ago that we just read and just pass time through, but rather that we think about and that we learn how to implement within our own day-to-day life. You know, this verse is clear, and when we look at the situation of our youth, and I would even say not only the youth, but even the older people of our society, because the power of desire, the power within us, this need for sexual gratification, the sexual desires, are something which are within each and every single human being. maybe every single creation we can say, because we know that the jinn are also included in animals. But we're looking at us as humans, and we understand that this is a need that God has put within us for a attraction to the opposite gender, for us to have intimacy and comfort in the opposite gender. But obviously God tells us that this is with limits. It is within the confines of a certain structure that God has put into place. And as Muslims, we realize that any form of relationship, even people sometimes say, well, I'm in a strictly platonic relationship. I have no physical contact. She's a friend of mine, or he's a friend of mine. We chat online. We talk on social media. We, just send messages back and forth. That we have to be very careful, because all of these things can lead to something much more of a problem, really, right? And that obviously is, any kind of physical intimacy between a man and a woman who are not married to one another. This, as we know, is forbidden. Not only at the time of Prophet Yusuf, as we see in this story, and forget about the fact that Zulaykha was a married woman, that's a problem on its own, her making sexual advances to a young man. But the fact that there is no permissibility within Islam and within God's scripture for men and women to be intimate with one another without a religious sanction between them, what we call the marriage, the contract which has to be pronounced verbally for man and woman to become husband and wife. And we have to be sure that as men and women, young and old, whatever we may be, that we don't even come close to falling into satanic whispers and the influence. That isn't to say that we don't, interact. No, we interact in a wholesome way. We do so at a professional level. And if we find as men and women of whatever age that we're ready for marriage, that we ensure that those who are there to help us are aware of the situation and that they can also assist us in finding our life partner. Because obviously this is not just an issue of this world, it also has ramifications in the world to come. Sins which are done here today will affect us in our next life. And so to maintain our dignity of this world and the world to come, to maintain our respect, our honor, let us ensure that we do not fall as Zulaykha fell for Yusuf. And let us ensure that we do not fall into the temptations of the flesh, that we ensure that all of our actions are done in accordance with the religion of Islam and by the teachings of the Quran and the instructions given to us by Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Let us ask God to give us the strength in this month of Ramadan to keep away from all sins and to be able to fulfill all of our obligations to our Creator and to humanity. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.